Continue our post-race press conference with Kyle Busch, the race-winning team owner. Kyle, talk a little bit about your race and about the guy that finished first.
Yeah, we had a pretty good truck. You know, we certainly came with a couple things different than what Rudy and the 18 team did with Noah. So, you know, we were just kind of trying two different packages to see what was better. And I think obviously we kind of learned which one was better, but I thought that we were going to be pretty close, but it just on a short run, just I couldn't get going. Anytime we put tires on it, it just wouldn't fire for, you know, 5-8 laps, and then finally we'd get going. And once it got going and I could run some guys down, it just seemed like it was hard to pass once everybody was kind of rim riding around the wall. So that kind of made it difficult for us there at the end. Getting behind the 52 was certainly a challenge as well, but, you know, Noah did a phenomenal job of coming up through there with his four tires and making the right moves there at the end to get the lead and cruise away.
All right, we'll open up to the floor. Let's start with Todd, and then we'll go back to Jeff.
Kyle, Todd Palmer, Kansas City Star. First of all, if you can't win, are you glad that one of your own cars got the win?
Absolutely. Yeah, it certainly makes it a little bit easier when I'm not the one in victory lane, but one of my trucks and one of my drivers is ahead of me.
And Stewart said that he felt bad. He didn't mean to run you down in the grass and that he wanted to apologize. Do you accept his apology for that move?
Not at the moment.
Let's go to Jeff, and then we'll go to the back to Chris Knight.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. What's Noah's biggest mental weakness, I guess, or something that you've had to work on him as far as his game? I mean, it seems like he puts a ton of pressure on himself for one thing, like last week. How much do you have to work on that kind of thing with him?
I mean, there's weaknesses in general with people. There's still some with me that I try to work on and get better. But as far as Noah goes, you know, I think he comes across a little bit wore out or upset or devastated or whatever after a race a little too much, you know. So I think that he does put a lot of pressure on himself, and I feel like he puts a lot of pressure on himself because it's what guys in his position and what I was in his position once do. You know, you live and breathe this stuff, and this is all you want, and this is what you want to do for a living. So you got to make it, and he hasn't made it yet, you know, but obviously he's doing a really good job of working his way into that, winning his race here at a mile and a half, which is a challenging track, and running up next to the wall there at the end, which is going to be exactly what Homestead comes down to, was really impressive, and he should take a lot of confidence from that into the rest of the year with his team and to be able to race for a championship.
Chris Knight, EdgeFence.com. Kyle, Noah comes to Kansas this weekend on the heels of three top 10 finishes, two of them top fives in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Do you think that played a role in his getting his confidence up? And then I got to follow up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it was really, really good for him to be able to have those experiences in the
I didn't mean to get you down there.
I hear you.
Hell of a save, buddy.
Thanks. All right. I think, you know, it certainly gives you some better opportunities to see where you're at and see how you stack up against the competition when you're able to go up to another series and kind of feel it out a little bit, if you will. So the Xfinity cars, they drive a little bit better than the trucks, so I'm not surprised that guys get to the Xfinity level and say or trust the car, the vehicle, a little bit more once they get there. So I think that certainly helped him get a confidence boost of being able to come back to here and know what he's feeling and what he wants in his vehicle.
And over the last year and a half, the mile and a half tracks have been Noah's Achilles heels. Does tonight's performance make him championship ready?
I wouldn't. Yes and no. I'm not going to say he's going to go out to Homestead and win the race tomorrow, but I think this obviously gives a boat of confidence for him and his team and the ability that they have on mile and a half. So, you know, he stomped our butt here this weekend, you know, so and beat one of the best, I would say, people would say, in myself. And, I mean, we were lengths ahead of third place all night long, and Noah had a good enough truck that he was driving away from me at points, you know, and he was doing a good job with it. So he should certainly take some credit in that, and just got to keep it going through the rest of the year. You got to be good everywhere.
Kyle, did he, after what happened last week at Dover with a couple laps to go and wrecking when he's racing for the lead, did he show you something today by coming back and putting himself in that situation again and finishing this time?
Yeah, yes and no. I deal with him at the shop. Rudy deals with him at the shop. So we know what Noah is and what he's like and what his character says and how he does things. I think what he did, though, is he made a statement and proved to his competition that he's not a fluke and that he can come out here and he can do a job. And when it comes down to the end of the year, he's got the ability right now. He's proven to put bad days behind him and go out next week and stomp the competition.
And for you, I mean, was it in your mind at all that you had a chance to tie the truck record for wins? I mean, is that something you're thinking about out there, or you know, or is that just if it happens, it happens?
Yeah, certainly. You know, if it happens, it happens. But, you know, everybody, they ask me about it each week, so I'm well aware of it. You know, we gave up a chance to win at Atlanta, and we did win at Las Vegas, and we finished second here. So we've got a pretty good run of finishes going. We're doing a good job. All of Kyle Busch Motorsports seems to be doing a good job. So really pumped and excited for what Rudy's been able to lead this company into and what the other crew chiefs are doing in his footsteps as well. So, you know, my next foray is Charlotte, right? I run Charlotte in 51. I'm done racing with Marcus in the 4, unfortunately, but looking forward to the races I have in the 51.
We're also now joined by Rudy Fugel, crew chief. Rudy, I wanted to ask you just talk a little bit about Noah's poise late in the race and things that you were saying to him on the radio and vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of started about the second stage. First stage was cruise control, pretty much unpressured, and then the second stage was pretty pressured, and he had to show a lot of poise, a lot of stay after it, and discipline, and he did all that stuff in the second stage, and I think that helped him know that he could handle anything in the final stage, make that green flag stop, and I knew somebody was thinking too, but I didn't think they were going to get far enough ahead. I really didn't think our teammate was even doing it. And once I seen the lap times, I'm like, okay, just stay after it and do your thing. You're going to get there. You don't need to rush it. And he did a really, really good job taking care of his stuff. A lot of people will try to get too much, and he trusted the plan and got there.
Do we have any questions in the press box? All right, we'll come back down front right here.
So were you confident that late pit strategy was going to pay off ultimately in the end?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the 24 took two tires there earlier, and just all day long it seemed like the four tires were the way to go. You had to run so many laps on them that I just, as long as – and them racing each other was helpful too. But definitely I didn't think there was going to be any problem getting there.
Jeff?
Wasn't there like pack racing drafting at Vegas for the truck race? And why wasn't that? Is that track just so much different than this one that it's not the same circumstances here?
I never ran one lap in the race wide open. So Vegas, you could pretty much run almost the whole run wide open. So certainly in the beginning of the run, anybody at Vegas could run wide open, so it just seemed like there were guys closer together. You know, the more that you can run wide open and you rely on the draft to suck up down the straightaway to keep connected to the group, that happens. But anytime guys are getting out of the gas, then they're just losing time to the guys that can stay in the gas. So it created more separation here. Yeah, I think Charlotte will be more like this. I think it'll be a little bit in between the two. Maybe. I mean, you can't race side by side as much as we'd like to, because the trucks just get so loose when you're on the inside of somebody else. So the side by side thing's kind of tough. But Charlotte will be more like here, especially with the bumps. Now that the bumps are as bad as they are.
Yeah, I think it'd be worse than here. You know, it'd be more spread out a little bit or the same. So Charlotte's a place.
Hopefully, I'm leading.
Yeah, because the guys with experience around Charlotte usually put it to them.
Put a cat.
Kathy Sheldon, NASCAR.com. Kyle, it seems like Noah is another in a long line of drivers for your team who are incredibly passionate and very talented. How important is it to you that your drivers have that just love for the sport, and it seems like specifically love for trucks racing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really good because, again, you know, it just shows you how much they want it. And I know that there's a lot of guys that want it as well, too. Ben Rhodes is one. Brett Moffitt is one. You know, those guys, they do an amazing job as well. They're with different teams, and they have had results, but, you know, none maybe as much as guys that have been through the KBM fold. So, you know, we certainly feel like we got three really good teams, and certainly people would say that there's an A, a B, and a C program, but, you know, I keep trying to run with the two teams at least in order to try to make sure that they're keeping up, and we're doing a good job, too, of those teams with how I race to be able to put a Brandon Jones in there or a Spencer Davis in there or somebody else that they can run just as well as I can or Noah can.
Any additional questions? Chris Knight, come back.
Kyle, real quick, how do you expect Todd Gillen to adapt to getting in the truck nearly full-time starting here at Charlotte?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's there's a lot of things that are challenging at the mile and a half that make this racing really, really tough. But, you know, the closer you are to the front, the better your truck is, the better you have a chance of being able to perform and outshine the competition. So Todd's at every one of our meetings. He's in the shop all the time. He's taking it all in. He's soaking it all up, listening and writing stuff down. So hopefully it's a seamless transition for him to get in the truck and become full-time.
We're joined now by the winner of the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series 37 Kind Days 250, Noah Gregson. Noah, this is your second win in 31 Truck Series races. Just talk a little bit about this one and rank it as opposed to your first one, especially considering last week. Disappointment.
This has been a dream of mine to be back in victory lane, and it's been a real privilege to be able to do it with my Safeway Auto Glass team and my team leader, Rudy Fugel, who just walked away. He's been the leader of this team, and he's changed me as a driver this year. He's made me better as a person, not only on the track, but off the track too, just trying to better myself no matter what I'm doing. So I feel like I've changed who I am this year, not in a bad way, just more so looking for the positives and trying to get the most out of myself. So it's so awesome to be back in victory lane, especially with all the Safelite guests that came out today. It's been a real privilege to be able to drive these Kyle Busch Motorsports to the Tundras, and I'm just so fortunate for the opportunity.
Let's open up the questions. We'll start right there.
Noah, congratulations. Todd Engel with the Kansas City Star. First of all, did you feel after the way that last week's race ended that you came in here with something to prove? And if so, were you able to accomplish that?
I mean, you're always going to have a little bit of that chip on your shoulder of, hey, you know, I was battling for the win last weekend. We were really fast, and we had another fast, safe, flat autoglass Toyota Tundra last week and didn't get the job done. But I raced the Xfinity race the next day, and that really helped my confidence get back to where it needed to be, and just being able to surround myself with everybody at Kyle Busch Motorsports, all the fans for being so supportive of me on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, everybody for I got a lot of positive comments on there, so I read all those comments, good or bad, from all the fans, and they keep me going. So I mean, there's a little bit. I knew we had a fast, safe, flat autoglass toward the Tundra. I mean, we sat on the pole, but, yeah, you always want to go into a race where you feel like you should have won the weekend before, and you really want to go dominate that one and run strong, and that's what I felt like we'd done today, and I wouldn't have that opportunity without my team. They work so hard. They bust their tails every single day, every minute of the day, so just very fortunate.
And secondly, I think you're among maybe the first among the leaders to pit with 34 or so laps to go. Were you confident that was going to pay dividends at the end of the race like it did?
I didn't know. I thought I sped about half. I was trying to dial my rear brake into it because my first pit stop, I got in there, I locked up the tires, I got a little sideways. So I tried dialing rear brake down more rear brake, which would help me get straighter into the pit box and help it turn back to the right during that green flag stop rolling down pit road. And so I was pumping the brake. You got to pump the brake to twist the brake bias. And I saw my tachometer, and I pushed it one more light than, like, there's a blink of an eye where I saw, I normally run one red light, and I was running two red lights, and I'm like, oh, that's not good. So I kind of had a little bit of, in the back of my head, like, oh, man, I hope they don't catch me for speeding, and luckily they didn't. But, yeah, just hell of a call by Rudy Fugel, my crew chief, and the pit crew for doing a phenomenal job on pit road all weekend. They really stepped up their game from last weekend. We lost spots pretty much every race before this, and they came in stronger. They knew what they had to do, and they did their jobs. And so we just executed all day. But I didn't know. They kept on telling me when I came off pit road. So we took four tires, and they kept telling me. They're like, all right, the 21's the leader ahead of you, but he's running out. And so I'm like, okay, that's great. Like, I thought I was leading, but then they said that about the 21. So I'm like, oh, man, I'm running second. That's not bad. Now I'm running down. And then past the 21, and they're like, okay, the 52 and the 4 are running first and second right now, and they're on two tires. And I'm like, well, shoot. And then they said I'm a half second. I said I'm a half second faster than them, so I'm like, okay, I think I can run them down. It's 20 laps to go, and they said I was going to be all right. So I ran those two guys down and passed Kyle, and then I passed the 52, and I'm like, hell yeah, you know, life's great. I'm the leader. It's game over. And then they said, okay, you're in second right now to the 13. I'm like, how many leaders are there going to be, you know? But they just kept me focused all night. I got ADD, and I'm bouncing all over the walls. I could barely sit still for longer than probably 25 seconds. But my spotter, Tony Hirschman, he got me through all the lap traffic, and I think that paid big dividends tonight.
Let's go to Jeff Gluck, and then we'll go up to the press box.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. Your mentality this year seems like you have a lot more confidence in yourself, but you're also putting a ton of pressure on yourself, as you have been last year as well. What's been the biggest difference, like, if you think back to, like, this time last year, in the middle of the season last year, when your confidence wasn't where it is now, and you're still putting the same pressure on yourself? What's changed for you about your mental game, about how you approach these races?
Yeah, my mile and a half program last year was, my performance was very low, and that's just from coming from short track racing and moving up and racing these mile and a half tracks and not having that knowledge and really experience racing these tracks. And so when I would run bad, I was almost, not literally, but I was at an all-time low, and I was almost on suicide watch, not literally. So that is not a, don't put that as quotes as he's being serious, but I was at a pretty big low and very disappointed with myself and didn't know how I was going to break through out of that hole. And I felt like it carried on till about the late summer months, and then I started figuring it out. But I really struggled with the mile and a half racing, the Charlotte, the Kansas stretch right there. I just made mistakes, and I didn't know what to expect there as a rookie. And so this year it's different coming into these races. I know what I need to do. I know what my Toyota Tundra needs to feel like in practice to be able to be good during the race, and how my Toyota Tundra is going to handle behind guys, and I'm starting to learn that air and really execute now. So it's all about gaining that knowledge of just learning from all my mistakes last year and just trying to capitalize on all that this year.
Let's go up to the press box. Do we have any questions in the press box?
No questions.
Where's Bob Hockress? He's off this week. Needs to take off more weeks then.
Any additional questions for Noah?
Bob, miss you, but we won tonight, so, and you weren't here, so that's.
Went back into one.
Back into one? What does that mean?
We'll figure it out.
What does that mean?
Well, Noah, congratulations on your win.
Hold on. Ooh.
ChrisKnightCatchMess.com. With the win tonight, buddy, do you feel like that you are a championship-worthy contender?
Yeah, I felt like that pretty much all year. And a lot of that is being able to work with Rudy Fugel and the team. They're just, I feel like they're the best team in the business, and it shows year in and year out. Rudy, they say he's got a magic touch, and I don't know if I believe in that, but there's something there that he's able to do. He's just a very, very, very good coach, and I'm thankful for all my learning experiences with Marcus Richmond and the team I worked with last year at Kyle Busch Motorsports, and I learned a lot from them, and I feel like working with Rudy Fugel now, I'm doubling my knowledge, and I'm gaining on my notebook, and he's telling me what I need to be looking forward to, and he really stays on me, and he's as kind of silly as it sounds, he's almost like a father figure to me, just trying to always push me to be better, no matter if it's on the racetrack, off the racetrack, just trying to tell me to make the right decisions, and he stays on me about that, and I feel like it's paying off. I feel like I'm at the best I've ever been. I'm the most confident I've ever been, and I'm just having the most fun I've ever had behind the wheel of a race car and with this team. I thought being able to work with Rudy Fugel was going to be he's going to be very stern and hard, and I wasn't going to be able to make a joke. I'm more the outgoing type, and he's taught me there's a time and a place for everything, and when we're at the racetrack, it's the time to do business and do our work, and that's what I feel like we've done. So I definitely feel like we've been a championship contender, and definitely very fortunate to be able to work with Rudy Fugel and the rest of the team. It's a real privilege to be at Kyle Busch Motorsports.
Any additional questions? Jeff.
Not even close to puking after the fence climb?
I actually did get pretty close. So I climbed up it, and I was, like, sitting up there, and I was really trying to just – I had my visor open. I was trying to take my time, you know, just let everything sink in, and probably stayed up there a little longer than I should have, but was pumping up the crowd. The fans were awesome tonight. They were all cheering for me and everything, and I hope we put on a really good show there at the end. But I climbed down, and I'm like, this is not happening again. No way, no way. And so I got close to puking, but like it almost got there, like halfway up, and I'm like, I'm not. And then I held it in. So that's a step in the right direction for me. We're making gains all over on the racetrack, off the racetrack with puking, and hopefully I can get maybe just a quarter of the way up, and then the next time an eighth of the way up, and then maybe not up at all. So just trying to keep it down. It's all like I didn't eat much today. I drank a lot of water under the caution. So that's what I think it is. It's just water that would come up.
All right, additional questions? All right, well, Noah, congratulations. Enjoy your win, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.